This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for April 7th, 2021. The Port Townsend City Council is still facing increasing calls to decriminalize entheogens, which are natural psychedelic substances such as magic mushrooms. The council had planned to meet about the issue next week on April 12th, but after the Washington Supreme Court ruled that the state statute criminalizing drug possession was unconstitutional, which decriminalized all drugs, including entheogens, city staff decided to cancel that meeting. Members of the Port Townsend Psychedelic Society and those who support the benefits of using natural psychedelic drugs for health and spiritual reasons gave public comment at the City Council meeting on April 5th, expressing disappointment that the city acted so quickly to cancel the meeting on the topic of entheogens. Port Townsend resident Mike Morrissey explained in a detailed letter to the city that the Supreme Court ruling did not fulfill the Psychedelic Society's proposed request to not only decriminalize possession of entheogens, but to also decriminalize the growing, gathering, and use of entheogens, as well as the desire to create advocacy for change at state and federal levels to remove entheogens from the list of Schedule I illegal drugs. Morrissey also pointed out that the decriminalization of possession of all drugs, including addictive drugs such as meth and heroin, will amplify the need for increased awareness about the effects entheogens can have for people who struggle with addiction, anxiety, and depression. At Monday night's meeting, City Manager John Morrow said he planned to meet privately with members of the PT Psychedelic Society and with City Council member Ariel Spezer to discuss the group's goals. He said he hopes to advocate for the group to work on a state level instead of a local one, emphasizing that council is not avoiding the issue, but that the city might not be the appropriate agency. The Psychedelic Society, however, specifically aims to encourage the city to follow along the lines of other cities across the country that have put in place resolutions decriminalizing entheogens, such as the city of Oakland, California, and Ann Arbor, Michigan. Leaders of the Psychedelic Society are hoping that city officials will offer to host a county-wide discussion of the issue that includes the sheriff, chief of police, county commissioners, and prosecutor. One of the main topics of conversation at Monday night's City Council meeting was the Fort Worden PDA. As the Fort Worden PDA continues to restructure its board in the midst of financial insecurity, and after news of former mismanagement of funds by employees was revealed to the community by a slew of public records published by the Port Townsend Leader, the Port Townsend City Council passed a first reading Monday night of an ordinance that will add oversight to the financial workings of the PDA. Initially, while drafting proposed changes to the city code, City Council expressed interest in creating a financial oversight committee that would monitor the PDA's finances. But PDA Interim Executive Director and former city manager David Timmons expressed concern that creation of a committee could hurt the PDA's ability to attract investors and work its way out of its current financial crisis. At Monday night's City Council meeting, City Manager John Morrow emphasized that there needs to be a clear division of roles between the PDA, the city, and Washington State Parks, and that in its role, the city government needs to oversee, but not control, the PDA. So the city modified the drafted language to require the PDA to submit an operating budget to the city staff each year. If the city finds that the budget is unbalanced or not in conformity with the purposes of the PDA, then that will trigger the meeting of a financial oversight committee to help the PDA develop an alternate budget. This will be in addition to requiring the PDA to submit quarterly financial reports to the city. Mayor Michelle Sandoval added that at a meeting she attended last week with the state auditor's office, she learned that the state will be releasing the audit of the PDA's finances by the end of April. She added that the state auditor officials said during the meeting that the previous PDA director, Dave Robeson, was not as willing to ask for help when he needed it, either from the city or from the state. She said that it also appeared to the auditor that the PDA board did not have a lot of involvement in the budget in the prior years. Sandoval was one of several council members who expressed desire to create a more collaborative process with the PDA and state parks, and that the city ordinance is a necessary step to regain the trust of the public, since many citizens have felt left in the dark about what has been happening at the PDA. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.